You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Andrew Gallo meets women on a dating site, luring them to his home under the premise he's a skilled bartender. But when he makes drinks, they're laced with drugs. He forces his incapacitated victims into sex acts. Five women, ages 17 to 30, report similar encounters to Pennsylvania PD.
Nancy Gallo laced his drinks with several controlled substances, including methamphetamine. Cops recovered a bottle of tequila laced with meth at Gallo's home. Victims described losing control of their bodies and being unable to stop Gallo from doing whatever he wished. The victims also reported feeling effects for days, including sleeplessness, hallucinations, and psychosis.
Andrew Gallo, 40, now charged with five counts, rape. A funeral home employee calls 911 after finding a body in the lobby. Vegas police review surveillance spotting Patricia Sierra, 47, as she wheels a casket out of the viewing room, dumps the body in the lobby, then proceeds out the front doors with the casket. That casket found abandoned in landscaping outside the building. When police track down Sierra, she doesn't remember the incident, but is apologetic after recognizing herself on the video. Sierra now charged with grand larceny, burglary, and disturbing human remains. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A former personal assistant has been sentenced to 40 years to life in prison for the brutal murder and dismemberment of her ex-boss, Fahim Saleh, a tech entrepreneur. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office announced the sentencing of 25-year-old Tyrese Haspel, who was convicted in June on charges of murder, grand larceny, and related offenses. Saleh, a 33-year-old entrepreneur known for founding a motorcycle ride-hailing startup in Nigeria, had employed Haspel as his personal assistant. Prosecutors revealed that during his employment, Haspel began embezzling from Saleh's businesses, stealing approximately $400,000. Despite discovering the theft, Saleh offered Haspel the opportunity to repay the stolen money over time rather than pursue legal action. In 2020, however, Haspel's continued theft prompted fears of being exposed. According to investigators, he devised a plan to kill Saleh rather than face further consequences. On July 13, 2020, Haspel followed Saleh into his luxury Manhattan apartment building. Once inside the elevator, Haspel stunned Saleh with a taser and, upon reaching the apartment, stabbed him to death. The next day, Haspel returned to the scene, armed with an electric saw to dismember Saleh's body. His grim task was interrupted when the saw's battery died. During a trip to purchase a replacement, Saleh's cousin entered the apartment and made the horrifying discovery. Haspel was arrested a few days later and now, after his conviction, faces decades behind bars for the crime. The U.S. Treasury Department has announced new sanctions targeting a key figure within Mexico's powerful Jalisco New Generation Cartel, or CJNG. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online with more.
Iván Casarín Molina, known as El Tanque, is believed to be at the helm of the cartel's fuel theft operations, managing a network that brings in tens of millions of dollars annually through the sale of stolen gasoline. According to U.S. officials, Molina's nickname comes from the massive storage tanks he oversees in Mexico's Veracruz state. The Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control has now sanctioned Casarín Molina, along with eight other individuals and 26 Mexican businesses. These entities are accused of playing a crucial role in the cartel's illicit fuel trade. The Treasury says CJNG relies heavily on this illegal activity to fund its broader criminal operations, which include drug trafficking and violent crime. Fuel theft has become a multi-billion dollar problem for the country's state-owned oil company, Pemex. Organized crime groups have been tapping pipelines, hijacking fuel trucks, and even stealing directly from refineries. This prompted the Mexican president to deploy the military early in his term to combat the growing issue. The CJNG is one of Mexico's most notorious and violent criminal organizations.
The CJNG is one of Mexico's most notorious and violent criminal organizations.
Thanks, John. Misha Johnson, 19, and her Army husband, Dwayne Johnson, live on base, Oahu, Hawaii. Misha, pregnant with their first child, due October. July 12, she has dinner plans with her sister, but she doesn't show up. Hours later, she apologizes by text, saying she felt sick. For 2 weeks, she doesn't answer calls but does send occasional texts. August 1, hubby Dwayne Johnson reports Misha missing. He says he last saw his wife the night before, and when he woke up, Misha was gone. Police search for the missing mom-to-be and discover child porn on husband Dwayne Johnson's phone. Johnson, now charged with making false statement, obstruction of justice, and production and distribution of child porn. His pregnant wife, still missing. Misha Johnson, Filipino, 5'2", about 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes, a dragon tattoo on her back. If you have info on Misha Johnson, contact Army Criminal Investigation Division, Schofield Barracks, Oahu, Hawaii, 808-208-0059. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.